Okay. Ready, set. Good evening and welcome to the Oceano Community Services District Board of Directors meeting for April 25th, 2007. We have a roll call, please, Gina.
President Hill.
Here.
Vice President Bookout.
Here.
Director Dean.
Here.
Director Dahl.
Here.
Director Mann.
Please join us in the flag salute. Ready? Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Item 3, public comment. Any member of the public may address the board on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of the board. The board will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the board cannot act on items that are not on the agenda. I see Barber.
I'm here already. Good evening, President Hill, members of the board of directors. I'm Barbara Carey, Oceano Youth Coalition, and I'm still on my gratitude kick. We had Day of the Child on Sunday, and it was a big success. And I especially want to thank Phil Davis from the Water Yard and Mike Steinhauser and his crew. They've been participating in this event since its inception. And I don't know if you all realize, but the fire department and Phil both put in a lot of volunteer hours in the community, and we really appreciate it a lot. Now, my next gratitude kick is, believe it or not, County Parks. County Parks has put $931,000 into this community from 1998 until 2006. $431,000 went into the park by the lagoon, and that's old money. That was from 99 to 2001. And the manufacturer was so pleased with the way that the park turned out that it's featuring that park in its print catalog. So that's something that's seen nationwide. This little tiny park in this little tiny community is featured nationally. Highway 1 is admittedly a barrier, but what's happened is families from this side of Highway 1 go there on weekends for family outings. So it's great. The parents bond with their kids. They get to socialize with other adults. It's free. It's healthy. And everybody has a good time. The other $500,000 went to the community center, and that may seem like a lot, but the reason that they allocated that money toward the community center was for 5 years, it was the number one priority for the Parks Commission. Parks Commission ranks projects on certain criteria, and the highest number is the highest priority. And as I said, it was the highest priority for 5 years. For our ribbon cutting, everybody from the Parks Commission showed up, and they were just elated. I mean, they walked around, they said, you know, every community in this county should have a community center like this. And I'm sorry, I forgot to thank you for coming on Sunday. Thank you. Today, Supervisor Joe Santana from Santa Barbara County came for his second tour of the facility. And this time he brought his general manager and also the project supervisor, as well as his aide. We've had Napomo come and look at it, Atascadero, Cacho brought Bruce Gibson to see it. I mean, it's getting a lot of, you know, people are walking through it and just being really impressed. Kiwanis for Greater Pismo has donated to electronic scoreboards operated off a remote. Kiwanis for Greater AG Valley put together our picnic tables for us. So it's really coming together, and I thank everyone. Thanks.
Thank you, Barbara. Any other public comment? Kathy?
Kathy Young, Oceano. I was out of town on vacation, so I might have missed something, and so I just needed to know. I never heard what came of the payroll service that was going to be discussed, if that was decided on, to do a payroll service for automatic deposits.
That has not yet been decided. That was tabled to a future time.
Oh. And it's basically sitting on my desk, along with about 20 other things.
I was just going to say, give it a heads up, because I know the company my husband works for does it, and it's really wonderful. The day they get paid, it's in our checking account that morning, so it really saves everybody a lot of time, and people get paid immediately, too. So, thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Okay, hearing none, that brings us to item 4, board member items for discussion. Vern?
I have nothing.
Pamela?
Yes, I wanted to let people know that I did go to a mobile home conversion meeting at Mesa Dunes on Saturday, April 21st. And the people there are getting together, coming up with workshops to work with the planning in San Luis Obispo County. They're working off a seal beach ordinance and adjusting that so it will be a protection for the people in the mobile home parks, so that the park owners cannot convert the park to other uses without doing a conversion impact report and taking and making sure that the people in the park are repaid for their mobile home. The other thing that they're trying to do is get a mobile home park new land use zoning ordinance so that they get protections that people in residential homes will get too. So there are bills in both the Senate and the Assembly right now that they are very strongly promoting, and those are SB 900 and AB 1542, to let your legislators know that you would like those bills passed. We have many people in this community who are residents of mobile home parks, and this is a very real threat to our mobile home community, to affordable housing, to just many people here in the community. So that's the report on that.
Great. Thank you very much. Bill?
I'm good.
Okay. The couple things that I wanted to mention was we had our goals meeting a couple nights back, and I wanted to thank the staff, especially Gina, especially Arnie, and all the staff for helping with that, facilitating it, and making it a success. I think you guys did a really good job, and I'm very, very pleased with it. And also thank my fellow board members, including Barbara, for good participation. And
wouldn't happen without you guys.
It was very well done. Thank you for the skilled facilitation. The other thing is we're right now in the middle of Community Cleanup Week, which goes on until Friday, and so that's still in process. You may see this in time to still take part in that. It ends on the 27th.
Just as an aside, I took the opportunity to drive through all of the alleys in the last, I've done it twice in the last week and a half, and it's an amazing difference. The alleys are clean.
Mm-hmm. Very good. We've had success.
Not sure how it all happened, but they're clean.
That's good.
Okay, and to highlight the excellent job done by staff, and because it is Administrative Professionals Day, we have something we'd like to present to Gina, being our number one administrative professional. Thank you very much for your excellent work.
Thank you. Couldn't do it without you.
Everything you do for the district. Okay, brings us to item number 4. I'm sorry, item number 5, review and approval of the minutes from April 11th. Any comment or additional question on the minutes?
I took the liberty of leaving at your place a copy of some proposed changes, which this made it much easier for me than rather than try to write them down again or remember them. So I just copied it off the internet communication, and certainly would suggest that you approve the minutes with these corrections.
Okay.
also would like to have a correction to item number 5, which is a review and approval of the previous minutes. I think what we need to do is make sure that that as we stated when we corrected the minutes last time, that the minutes need to reflect the fact that when we recuse ourselves from the dais, that it reflects that we've left the room and not just left the dais.
We'll take care of that.
Okay. Other comments or corrections? Public comment on the minutes? Okay, hearing none, I'll bring it back to the board.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from April 11th, 2007, as with the corrections.
Okay, with the two corrections noted.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes of April 11th with the two corrections that were noted. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries 4-0. Item number 6, reports. The financial statements for the period ending February 28th and also the annual investment report for the period ending March 31st. Comment or questions from the board?
Mr. President, if I might, at 67% of the year, our revenues are at 55.6%, expenditures at 54%, and an excess of revenues over expenditures of $245,539.
Thank you. And some, we're still anticipating, of course, certain other revenue and so forth that get us to closer to the 67%, I guess.
Yeah.
Where you wind up at the end.
That's where you wind up at the end that counts, yes. Any public comment on these reports? Okay, hearing none. We'll ask for those to be received and filed, please. We have no closed session tonight. So it brings us to item number 8, fire items. And the one item that is listed on there is the fire department handbook.
President Hill, if I might comment on that, just to give you an idea of why this, these things take a little while. We have reviewed completely the draft that Chief Mike has put together for us, and we'll be working on some adjustments and some changes to that. But one of the things that we need to do as a part of that same process is take all of the things that are the attachments or the referred to in that document and go through them to make sure that they marry up with what's stated in the original handbook. So it's not just simply a matter of reading the document, it has to be thoroughly gone through. And I just might just share with you this, you know, the things that was proposed to be put into the document. And that is part-time provisional manning about at-will employees of fire department. The Oceano Fire Department Infection Control Program. The Oceano Fire Department special task job descriptions, and the Oceano task book for the position of officer in charge, and the Oceano Fire Department individual training packet. So while these things seem to take an interminable amount of time, there's a reason for it. That is because it's difficult to find the time to get into all of these and make sure you've got a clear head and looking at these things, because it's the inconsistencies in your document that if you ever have an issue cause you to have problems. We will get it there.
I appreciate the long effort that Chief Steinhauser and you have put in on it. I fully understand that everything has to work together. Being in the power business, we have, as you might imagine, quite a bit of similar issues, and so I'm very much understanding of how long a process can take to get it right.
This is still at the top of our priority, but there's other issues out there too.
Quite right.
I had a question, Arnie. Is the beach agreement going to be an exhibit, because it is spoken about in the fire?
I think it's addressed in the fire department handbook and body. Our responsibilities for when we go on the beach, Mike.
There is a beach policy that's in the main document?
Yes.
I did read that. I just wondered if you were going to address it also with the exhibit.
Yes. Yes. No, we won't have an exhibit for that if it's in the main document. Okay. Although some of the things that's in the main document could possibly be pulled out and made an exhibit and referred to. Okay. Because for the most part, employees will not sit down and read through a 100-page document.
Yeah.
So the much you can put in the handbook and reference is much better.
Well, and there's the fire ordinances after that. We only have 8 of them.
We'll be talking about them in another agenda item or two.
Okay, so we have no action on this tonight, and we'll come back as more progress is made. Thank you again for all the good effort on it. Is there public comment on this item?
Kathy Young O'Shannon. This is just a curiosity. They had a really good article in the Tribune this week about the physical agilities test for the fire department in San Luis, that they have to requirement that they finish this test in 12 minutes. And I'm just curious if that's part of the handbook and what our firemen have to do to pass the test, and if there's a time requirement for that too.
We haven't had one of those since last night. If you'd been here last night about this time, you'd have seen the firemen out there running around the back parking lot doing these things.
Okay, so it's just like, is this like a once a year thing, or how is
it? It starts out for new hires, and it's a part of their ongoing program.
Okay, thank you. I thought this was a really interesting article if anybody wanted to read it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good.
Other public comment? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to item 9, utility items. First is our old friend, item 9A, cleaning and inspection of district sewer and water lines. This is the continuing disclosure of the emergency that this board declared. Okay.
I would second that.
It's been moved by Director Dahl, seconded by Director Dean, to continue the emergency declared after the San Simeon earthquake. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Dean?
Yes.
Vice President?
Yes.
Director Mann? President Hill?
Yes. Passes 4-0. Item 9B, relief for extraordinary utility billing. From time to time, utility customers experience an extraordinary utility bill caused by a break or leak in their service. It's been the board's policy to allow an adjustment when a leak is discovered and the cause of the leak is repaired. Our past practice has been for the customer to have their utility bill adjusted to the 18-month average. And we have two of those tonight. Any additional staff report? Okay. Comment or questions from the board? Comment or questions from the public? Okay, hearing none.
You can probably handle both of them with one motion.
Mm-hmm. I would make a motion to adjust both of these bills for the Rivas and the Tappanins to the lower rate.
To reflect 18 there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will second that.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to adjust the two bills to the 18-month average as outlined in the staff report. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Vice President Brookout?
Yes.
Director Dean?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. Item 10A. Codifying our district ordinances and resolutions.
I can never see when this thing is on.
I can't see the light from here. Oh, okay. Now we're looking for it.
In beginning to work here at the district, President Hill and members of the board, one of the things that I have found that I have missed the most is the ability to reach to the... A few weeks ago, I had mentioned that this frustration, and he said that there had been a start in the consideration of putting together a codification program, and that there had actually been some work to get some of the companies that do this as a profession and to give some pricing. He's provided me a copy of that, and of course it's out of date by now, but it certainly is a start at least as to who to look at. I knew that in the upcoming budget that was going to be one of the things I would at least want to look at, and it would be very difficult for me to come to you at budget time and say this is what I want to do, but I don't know what the cost is. So what I thought, if I would get your permission, I'd like to start the process and get up to the point where we can get a cost for this particular service and know exactly what we need to do as we go into the budget season. But I didn't want to get out ahead of the board on what I think is important. But I found out in a goal-setting session that some of that's kind of important to you guys, too. So that's what I would like to recommend, that I be directed to go ahead and start that process and start moving forward on putting some of this together. And Alex, if you want
to... Just to provide a little bit more background, there's really only about five or six companies in the country that do this sort of thing. They're all readily ascertainable. Some of them tend to work for much larger jurisdictions than we do. Some of them tend to work with smaller jurisdictions. One of the things that is good to know is that for the public's benefit, that several of them have available publicly accessible websites so that you could put a link on the district's website, or anybody who did a search using Google or something like that would be able to find the website and find our code and be able to read it online. So it makes it much more accessible for the public. And usually the cost to do that is relatively inexpensive.
And it's a great management tool. Mm-hmm. And it's necessary to run an orderly district. So all I really want now is a consensus from the board that this is something you want me to spend the time looking at.
Mm-hmm. Comment or questions?
I think it'd be a great for our community for you to do this. So.
I have a question. Because we have so many... We've overlaid ordinances and resolutions, and some are referred back to the old ones. And
or delete or add a chapter or section. And once that's completed, it's all consolidated in one place and readily accessible.
Yeah. These services continue on so that you have a current document all the time. And with today's modern computers, it's not that difficult once you get the basis in place.
And some jurisdictions do it in-house, because with the internet being what it is now, you can convert everything to PDF files, and if you've got somebody that's a little bit techie, they can post them to your website themselves.
We don't have somebody techie. Working with the website this afternoon showed me that.
Would they do website maintenance as well?
They could.
Okay. Might look into that as
yeah. What well. Most jurisdictions do is they'll put a link on their website to the website that's controlled by a large company such as LexisNexis or Book Publishing Company, and there's others. Again, if you have somebody techie in-house, we might be very well be able to do it ourselves. But that's probably a much bigger project than you really want to take on at this point.
Maybe what we should do is look at the costs in both directions, you know, how much it is to do it
to put it all together, and then separately the cost of maintaining it over the over time, because we may look at one and not the other.
We will ask the companies that we would talk to provide an option for a range of services.
Otherwise, I would think that it's a good thing to look into.
I think so, too. I did look in to see what Nipomo had done, and they've done sort of the same thing. You might check with them and see who they used.
Yes.
They have an ordinance disposition table, and then they have the resolution and ordinance tables. So they have all of it. Very similar to what you're talking about, and we really do need to do this. I know, just as being a person out there, you don't know exactly what the rules are. There are so many to go back to. It's an impossible task.
I spent a lot of time my first week here reading policies to kind of, and every time I would feel a little uneasy as to whether I had the current one or not. So it's a necessary, very painstaking process, but we need to do it.
I also favor that, or tend to favor a major advantage.
I think knowing and having had some experience in previous cities where I worked in dealing with updates to codification and things, I know that these companies out there do this just like falling off a log. I mean, it's their forte. And so they will come in and look at us and probably be able to give us pretty good guidance on what we need, the things that we haven't even thought about yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Public comment on this item? Hearing none. Bring it back to the board.
Actually, well, all I'm looking for is some sort of consensus, and I think you all answered in the affirmative, so it doesn't require any action, I don't think.
Okay, I think our consensus is to proceed and get some cost estimates.
I just didn't want to waste what little time I have if it wasn't something that you were interested in.
Okay, I think it is. Item 10B. Advertisement for the position of District General Manager. Discussion of the Personnel Committee's recommendation regarding the possible extension of the filing date for the General Manager position. And our original...
You want to do it, or you want me to do it?
Go right ahead.
Okay, the Personnel Committee meeting met last... was it last night? The nights are running together. And took considerable pain to discuss the current situation, and perhaps I could rehearse for the full board just what we have received in terms of the applications, which closed on Friday the 20th. We've received 10 applications, which is a number that is relative, I presume, in this particular position, knowing that the Templeton Community Service District also closed on Friday, and they received 15 applications, and the Los Osos Community Services District closed also on Friday, and they received 13 applications. What we received is as applications from a number of people from out of the state, as far away as Maine, Washington State. And we received applications from a couple of people that live locally. In going through the applications and going through the various qualifications without identifying names, or didn't get the broad brush initial support for getting applicants. The concept was to extend the process to about June 1. Go for an all-out re-advertising, and including a number of newspaper advertisements in Santa Barbara and County and in Los Angeles, perhaps, because one of the districts told me that they got most of their applicants from Southern California, but they had advertised in the Los Angeles Times, which is not totally inexpensive, but you can do it for a short period of time at not a great cost. It was felt that the advertisement should list myself as the person to respond to in the advertisement, in the hopes that the
people would feel free to call me. And strangely enough, I got an email last night from someone at my home that knows me that heard about the job and was asking about the process. So that leads me to believe that there are still other people out there. And of course, that person I know personally, and he's eminently qualified, if he would be interested, I don't know. In any case, that was the concept that was discussed at the personnel committee, and they would request and recommended to the full board that the extension go to June 1st. The concern was that these people who have applied now might be lost in the process, and it's very possible that they might be. It's very possible that you might be able to keep them on board. One of the things that I would suggest we do immediately is to write them a letter telling them that we were pleased with their application, and they, but we didn't receive the quantity of applicants that we were looking for. So we would like to basically put on hold and let us know their continuing interest. I think about half of them will stay in the process. About half of them would not be, probably would not consider Oceano anyway once they get through the process. So that was that. Also, I would suggest that I contact the Templeton and Los Osos boards to have an opportunity not to know their applicants and not to know their names or not to know how to contact them in any way, but simply to ask them that when their process is over, to send a flyer to their applicants that were not successful to let them know that this position is open also. So we need to develop a flyer that we can use and mail out to people of interest and put a full court press on getting you a number of quality candidates so you can make the broadest selection within the time frame still yet that I'm allowed to work. Is that pretty well summed up?
That's a pretty good summary.
You don't have to do a report now. Thank you.
Very good.
So we would recommend both staff and the personnel committee that the position be continued to approximately June 1st, which will be determined the actual date of closure by whichever one falls on Friday and whichever one is still fits within the advertisement of the jobs available, and that we'll be allowed to do the best job that we possibly can within the limited means we have to do the recruitment.
And to so we're suggesting that we authorize you to investigate the closing dates of publications and so forth, and based on your review and investigation to pick a closing date that is reasonable based on
between the 1st and the 15th of June.
Mm-hmm.
And those parameters.
Okay. Any other comment or questions from the board? Vern?
Yep.
Bill or Pamela?
Yep.
Okay, any comment or questions from the public?
We have three.
Okay, in that case, I guess we need a motion. And
I would suggest a motion and a second. And
to extend the date?
A voice vote would work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I would move that we allow Arnie to proceed with extending the date and going about the business as he described it for the GM position.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we authorize the general manager to investigate publication dates and determine a final response date based on ability to place a number of ads and so forth. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Carries 4-0. Item number 11, reports of couple of items of interest there. Larry Versaw from Grover Beach has resigned from the Board of Directors of the Sanitation District, and John Scholz was acting as the Grover Beach representative. Permanent Grover Beach representative is still to be determined. Other items is the they had developed an injury illness prevention plan and asked for OSHA consulting services for a OSHA injury and illness prevention plan development, which I thought was not only interesting but good and necessary thing to do.
Add we that to our list.
Mm-hmm. And then a couple of other items of interest. We authorized a couple of things, a drain valve purchase of a motor-operated valve operator, and the DDT that had been reported as in the effluent there is currently non-detectable. So that's
good news.
That is good news.
What's going on with the fine on that?
They're still, they haven't received word that the fine's been, is a non-issue, so they're still trying to avoid the fine.
There's some land also they're trying to acquire from the airport?
Yes, thank you for the reminder. There's a parcel adjacent to the airport and the sanitation district property that's been somewhat in dispute for quite a while, that the sanitation district uses just as a drying bed. And the FAA has for some time not approved letting that property turn over to the sanitation district, and it looks like that's moving forward finally after quite some period of delay. So that's the latest I have on it is it hasn't happened yet, but they expect to hear relatively soon that the FAA may approve that finally.
There's an article in the paper that said they hope to hear by May.
Right.
The county hasn't been fighting it though, right?
It's just not domain anyway.
Okay, that is all that I have. Bill?
Well, I attended the fire department meeting last night, and so far, year to date, we've had 245 calls. Our chief, Mike, has been working on some grants for the community from the Homeland Security, and one would be cameras that I'm going to let Mike kind of talk about the cameras that we'll be applying for, but physicals in the grants, physicals for our firefighters are awful expensive. And part of the grants that Mike is applying for would provide physicals for our firefighters. And we could do that, I believe, on a yearly basis. And I'll let Mike comment on a few things that I might have missed here.
Director Rookout, as a part of our ongoing efforts to be part of what the other two communities are doing, Grover Beach and Arroyo Grande, we're part of a regional grant application for technical rescue equipment that will include a trailer and training and all kinds of equipment. And one of the items that you've selected to talk about was the search camera, which is an articulating wand that can search under rubble and things like that. So the cost of that is $14,000 just for the camera part. The total for the grant, I believe, is over $200,000. And since the three communities are still under the population limits, the matching for the three will be 5%. Which our share will be somewhere under $5,000.
With that, you know, it's making our department a more solid department and giving us more options for our rescue in the future. Arnie has met with, and Chief Mike have met with the other communities regarding what our potential bill would be in the cost and time. Arnie, I'm going to let you probably talk about this.
We met concept, which is an excellent idea if we can afford it. One of the things that came out of that meeting was a discussion that Roy Grandy and Grover were so committed to that position that they were going to fund it whether Oceano participated or not. So I asked them for some sort of alternate proposal where we could get a sort of a fee for services charge if we could not afford the whole package, but that we could get to be a part of it. And maybe after a year or so of doing it, we would find that this was of such value to us that we would go ahead and commit to be a part of the actual agreement. It's an option we're going to explore. We also looked at the program that they're developing for training reserves and things of that nature. And one of the concepts is that in the summertime we have the agencies, especially Roy Grandy and Grover, get into such dire predicaments because they have a number of people working for them that serve in the CDF and the wildfire area, that their ability to send people out on service calls becomes dramatically impacted. And that one of the things that they wanted to consider was us having our Oceano firefighters go through their personnel process, so when they were shorthanded, they could call on our personnel to work additional hours for them. That would help us in a number of areas, one being that our people would wind up being trained on their equipment and under their processes, which would make them more valuable to all of us when we have to work together. The other thing, it would frankly would make the job more attractive. This person could make more money and keep their skills up. The two issues that I raised is how does that affect Fair Labor Standard Act and PERS requirements. So they were going to go back and research those. And as Mike used the analogy last night, whether a guy works for Baskin-Robbins and Ben's and Jerry's, it shouldn't make any difference. But government's government, and somehow or other, it may make a difference to somebody. And I went through a Fair Labor Standards Act audit one time, and I don't want to ever see one of those again. So they're not fun. So that's pretty much what was discussed at that meeting, which was a lot of heavy stuff, and it's ongoing, and we'll just try to keep you informed as we get closer and closer. But wanted you to know the equipment sharing thing. I'm recommending it on the next meeting, and we will be bringing it to you.
Okay. The bylaws, and I can't understand what the issue or the problem is, because I see no limitations on the number of people that could be on this committee as far as from any organization, and then there's members at large that don't even have to belong to an organization that can be on there, and I don't see any limit to the number of those, and I don't know of anybody being turned away, so I'm at a loss as far as any problems with anybody, you know, wanting to be on that committee that can pretty much can be on there. They just have to submit a letter of request requesting to be on. That can be addressed probably here, right? 1655 Front Street, Oceano, 93445, and just a letter requesting to be on it. Come to the next meeting.
I have a question on term limits. How long are the terms on the Oceano Advisory Council?
Well, I didn't see anything on term limits in here. You got the same bylaws. Did you read the bylaws?
Yes, I didn't see anything on term limits.
Okay.
And
yeah,
I would expect that there would be something.
Well, they have the same term limits we have here, which aren't any. Yeah, I mean, there's, and I have not received anything from any other advisory committees yet, but we're in the process of trying to find some that are similarly done as these to see how they do their bylaws. But that's not uncommon, for especially for a small organization that has problems getting people to serve on it in the first place, trying to put in any kind of limits, term limits.
I think NEPOMO has some good bylaws for their Oceano, for their NEPOMO Advisory Council.
Yeah, NEPOMO is operated completely different than this one in the sense mm-hmm. that they have different sections that people come from. They have people that more people than than they have room for. They have limits, I think, on the number of people that can serve on that committee. So they actually go through a process of getting people, of selecting different people to serve.
We can get a copy of those bylaws for you and let you look at them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a much larger community, a lot more people interested in being on it, and they also do it by district.
Right.
Where here, this doesn't limit people from anyone from being on the committee. Where,
I'll just pass them on.
Care of the district officer?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Vern.
Mm-hmm.
Director Dean.
I did not go to the Zone 11A committee. I had a superseding...
Oh,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I do have one other item to report on, but I can come back if you have already started.
Go ahead.
Okay. Airport Land Use Committee, Commission. It wasn't on the agenda, so this will be under other, which is why... got missed, but anyway, attended the Airport Land Use Commission, and there was one of the members is coming up for his term is up, and he's reapplied to sit on the commission again, and that was Terry Orton, and Commission is planning on not continuing, but to set the new Oceano Airport Plan into effect at the next meeting, Airport Land Use Plan, and they feel that everything's been worked out with the community, and it seems to be that way from what I can tell with the community as well, is that they've worked out their differences, and the new plan is going to go forward at the next meeting. So if there's anything, any last minute stuff, there was a few last minute changes to it, and if there's any additional things that anybody's concerned about, they're going to have to act real quick at this point, or next meeting it's going to be finalized. A few minor things happened, you know, in the other areas. As far as one other thing that affects Oceano that happened is that the Land Use Commission is sending a letter to the county about the sale of the park or the county land to the state park for the on Pier Avenue, and that an alternate access is a good access, but any access it would be, they would not be anywhere in favor of any access that went over on the banks of the creek, because that would run right through airport area, and that they're aware of it, and they're aware of the safety issue there, and that's basically it. Other than that, they didn't necessarily support sale, lease, or no sale of the property.
Okay, thank you again.
It just dawned on me while Director Dahl was making his presentation that I had forgotten to do something that I promised I would do, which was to bring an item to you tonight to consider an appointment to the Airport Land Use Commission, and I completely forgot about it until just now. And so that was a recommendation coming from the Oceano Advisory Committee.
My understanding, and I may be wrong on that, but my understanding is I believe that has been pulled.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to be a consideration, because the person whose spot is up has re-put in their application to be on it again.
Okay.
So,
but I did forget it.
Okay. That's, it was... not a problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Might verify that, though, but that was my understanding.
Then Director Dean.
Well, I had a question for Vern about, were you speaking about the requirements for the land use zoning or the... See, I get it mixed up between the airport land use and the land use zoning for the county land use zoning.
Okay. The Airport Land Use Commission does not deal with the airport. The Airport Land Use Commission deals with the development around airports.
Okay.
They restrict development of a certain flight pattern, both on the landing approach and on the takeoff area.
Yeah, their main concerns are safety and noise.
It's so many people for square feet in certain zones.
Is there a height restriction now that they're going to go
there
with?
There are height restrictions after the public and the Airport Land Use Commission got together and working out what's going to work for the community and what's going to work for the Airport Land Use Commission and from their mandates from the state. And from the people I've talked to that have been dealing with this and working on it, I think everybody seems to be satisfied that they got as much as they could get.
So it won't impede developing new businesses to
Well,
a great extent?
It will impede development, but it's an acceptable impediment, and the major impediment that the Airport Land Use Commission wanted, which is a restriction on the use of apartments above businesses on pier, are not allowed by the Coastal Commission anyway. Mm-hmm. So the impediment's already there by the Coastal Commission. So that impediment is still going to stay there. And will be a part of the airport land use plan, from what I understand.
And when is the next meeting?
Airport land use meets third Wednesday, is it?
Right.
Third Wednesday of every month.
June 20th. And May 16th.
May 16th. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Zone 11A, I did not attend the meeting. Another meeting, namely the Board of Supervisors, took me away from that one. But I did go to the Zone 11A Task Force, and I talked to Norm Getty, and he said pretty much what we talked about at the task force was what they had talked about at the meeting. The very good news is that the county staff are going ahead with a notice of preparation, which means we are finally going to begin the EIR to do the work on the creek. And that work was raising the levees higher and also removing sedimentation in the creek. So the main big job is underway. Just getting all of these permits coordinated, you really have to dovetail them in. The county people were very happy because this included almost every permit you would have to get. But we have begun. In the meantime, we will still be going ahead with the maintenance aspect of the creek, and that's removing the willows and keeping the levees intact. But we're very, very, very happy that this has begun. And it's very good news for us.
It's a big process.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to say anything more about the personnel committee?
Or? I think that was very well covered. we did not set our next meeting, but we will do so after we...
That's right. We did forget that.
We kind of needed to have you be able to get some information on the advertising, and then we can do another one. Okay,
and Director Mann's not here. She did attend the fire committee, but I think Bill covered that.
One thing she did at the fire committee was assign Bill to do the report.
Okay. She took better notes than I did.
Okay, comments or questions from the public on the director's presentations? Okay, hearing none. Item 12, general manager's items for discussion.
I've talked enough tonight.
Item 13, then, board member items for discussion. Any additional items, Vern?
I'd just like to thank Barbara Carey on the job she's done to OCCI and the money that she's brought to the community and the effort she's putting forth over there at the community center. That was an excellent Day of the Child turnout that they had, and I think we need to be proud of our water department and fire department personnel for taking their time out to give information and demonstrations and so there for people in the community. And the Phil was out there with the truck and some really nice signs and equipment, showing what equipment's used and different things that we use and the things that have to be done in our water department to maintain continual flow of water and in emergency times, you know, times of emergency. Fire department was out there and having, you know, sitting inside a crushed vehicle for 45 minutes while the fire department had to cut off the doors and cut off the roof and pry the dash off of me. I brought back some memories to see it happen, see them out there doing that, and I know personally the value of that service that they provide, and I wanted to thank them for bringing that out to the community.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bill?
Well, the Board of Supervisors meeting on the 17th, I was very proud to see the community that turned out to talk about our dunes. It's part of our community. We had a good attendance, and we just hope that the Board of Supervisors makes the right decision, whether it is sale or lease. And we hope that, or at least I hope that, Oceano sees a little bit of benefit out of it for our future of our community.
Mm-hmm. Pamela?
I have nothing.
I again wanted to thank our staff for the good work all the time, but certainly at the goal setting meeting, which was very productive, and again to thank my fellow board members, Vern, Barbara, Bill and Pamela, for the good effort in trying to set the goals for the district for the next year prior to our budget meetings coming up. One thing that I'm concerned about in the district is safety policies. That's why I was happy to see on the sanitation district board item, the injury illness prevention plan for OSHA standards, and I think that is something I'd like to see here. I would like to get kind of an update on like accident statistics for the past couple years, if staff can, without spending too much time, kind of educate us on accident rates, things of that nature.
I know John Wallace extremely well, so if you'd like, I'd also maybe give him a call and sit down and have a cup of coffee with him and talk about how they're processing this through their organization. Maybe we could find a way to cheaply piggyback.
Hmm. Very good.
I don't think we have any recusers tonight.
Nope.
Okay, having looked through them, I will second the motion to pay. Lacking any recusers, it's been moved and seconded. Then all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 4-0.
Point of order, we missed public comment.
No, it's next.
No, on the warrants.
Oh.
Did you want to do that still, or?
Yes, we should do that. I will ask for any public comment on the warrants. Any public comment on the warrants? looks like none. Thank you for the reminder, Vern.
Hear what you said. Mary's not here.
Okay, so the action then would stand to approve the warrants 4-0. Item 15, again, general public comment. Anyone wish to address the board at this time? Hearing none. Item 16, written communications.
No, but I think the fire chief has a reminder for the board.
This Friday from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 7 p.m. is a blood drive, and the Tri-County's blood bank will be here. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Fire department's going to provide, I believe, hot dogs or hamburgers for Denault.
I have a bad effect on people to give blood. The last time I was at a blood drive, I was making a speech at the program, and the guy fainted in the back of the room. They had to call all the ambulances, and I had to go back 2 months later and finish my talk. Keep me busy.
Well, thank you, Mike. This Friday,
right?
3 p.m.
3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Hot dogs for the donors.
Excellent.
And Barbara.
Okay, any other written communication or advice? Okay, with that, we're adjourned.